It's Marketplace Tech for November 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, a hacker has released over 70 million records of phone calls from prisoners to 37 states. All the calls were made through a tech company called Securus. Why leak the records? The hacker believes the company is violating constitutional rights by recording the conversations. The records were leaked to the website The Intercept. Rob Sadowski is director of technology at the security firm RSA. He says whatever the laws, prison system data needs strong protections.
Certainly, from a privacy perspective, there's a tremendous amount of personally identifiable information in a system like this and highly sensitive information that would be stored along with this. So anyone who is a developer of a system like this needs to actively protect that information.
Rob Sadowski there at the security firm RSA. As more people pay a greater share of their healthcare costs with $1,000 deductibles, a whole new kind of app has come to be, the Healthcare Price Comparison Shopping App for prescription drugs. There are many options for users to find cheaper deals, but there are pitfalls, some of which lead to higher costs. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
3 years ago, a couple hundred thousand consumers were finding discounts on the app GoodRx every month. Today, it's more than 3 million, says company CEO Doug Hirsch, with no sign of slowing.
We continue to see double-digit growth like every month and just, you know, tremendous traction.
GoodRx and its competitors help consumers comparison shop and point them to discounts from pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, and they offer coupons from drug makers. Hirsch estimates consumers save about $500 million a year thanks to his company, the nation's largest drug app.
I literally got an email the other day from someone who had gotten a liver transplant, where they were saying, you know, it's going to be rent or it's going to be the drugs that I need to keep me alive. And they were saying, you know, using your product is allowing me to be able to keep a roof over my head and at the same time be able to take the drugs I need.
Drug app makers, the pharmaceutical industry, and some patient advocacy groups argue the rise of this software helps make meds more affordable. On paper, that means patients will take their pills and avoid getting sick again, a problem the federal government pegs at $300 billion a year.
Lowering the cost is helpful, but it's insufficient to make a big change in this problem.
Harvard health policy professor Steven Sumerai has worked on getting people the drugs they need for nearly 40 years. He says sometimes the problem has nothing to do with money. Some people forget to take their medicine. Others don't like the side effects. Given the limited benefit, some healthcare people wonder if these money-saving apps that offer discounts and drug maker coupons may do more harm than good.
Couponing is definitely contributing to the high prices that we face for new pharmaceuticals.
Rena Conti is an economist at the University of Chicago. Coupons help patients sidestep high copays. So Conti says a consumer may get a great deal, but insurers are still on the hook for their share of the prescription.
Coupons make patients less willing to switch from high-cost drugs to low-cost drugs. And therefore, insurers have less ability to negotiate discounts off of high prices from manufacturers.
And she says drug prices continue their steady climb. One report estimates couponing could raise prescription drug spending by $32 billion over the next decade. Pharma certainly sees this as a winning strategy, as drug makers have increased the number of coupons by at least 61% since 2012. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
This week, we are playing you special content alongside the launch of our new podcast with Tech Insider, Codebreaker. Our first season asks one question of a different kind of technology in every episode. That one question, is it evil? Our first episode is about email. One of the best articles I've ever read about email is by writers Paul Ford and Virginia Heffernan. It's called Just Checking In. It's about dread and the passive-aggressive subject lines people send each other in the media world. Right, Paul?
Well, I mean, just checking in, like that's the one, right? That's the archetypal. Simply, it's the like the worst mirror of yourself. Like, I hate that I'm late with things. I hate that I've missed a deadline or that I'm running late or that I or that I have created a situation whereby a professional feels that they need to just make sure I'm actually like getting what I need.
And also they have to baby you by using the word just.
Yeah.
In a
way. Yeah, yeah. They don't want to call. So it's a, it's that, that sense of self-reflection where you're just like, oh, no, is this what I am? Because in my mind, I'm like, on Thursday at 11 a.m., I will send you these 12,000 words and you'll be able to simply publish them. And instead, it's like Friday at noon or the 2 weeks later, and they're like, hey.
I think that's right. It's a mirror of the worst things about me. And often when it's on the thread, like not just the promises for the 12,000-word piece, but also my willingness to do anything. So like if I see something that's like, do you want to do Maytag-branded tweets? The fact in me that that's like, I kind of do, is the part that I'm embarrassed by.
Right.
And I mean, also, they are these like nice gestures that someone cares about you and is interested in you, thought about you. And I know that I'm going to mark as unread and never read it again.
You're immediately guilty because you know that it's a nice thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody reached out and said happy birthday on Facebook and you just are like, I don't care about you. You know?
That's true. You just can't be your best self at that volume.
Right. That's it.
Paul Ford and Virginia Heffernan there. You can crack the codes to binge all of season one if you head to codebreaker.codes. I'm Ben Johnson and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.